Hello, this is Michael Steve from Kaplan, and in this short podcast, I'm going to be looking at the new iXBRL requirements for filing CT returns and accounts that comes in on the 1st of April 2011. And that's only just around the corner. So what do we need to know as AAT members? Let's start right at the beginning. What the heck is iXBRL? Well, let's knock the I off the front and start with XBRL. This stands for Extensible Business Reporting Language. And it's a sort of an international language, really, for computers, for IT data standards, which allows people to tag, and that's a very important word here, to tag boxes on returns so that you can make comparisons with them, so that when all these returns go into HMRC, then the tags label the numbers up properly and you can make sensible comparisons. So that allows HMRC, for example, to make risk assessments to see numbers on their special tags which are out of the expected norm. iXBRL, that's inline extensible business reporting language, is just a super duper version of that. And what you get with this, in effect, is the bit that you see, that's the HTML on the screen, and the bit that you don't see, that is visible only to the computer, which is this sort of tagging mechanism, and that's the iXBRL bit. So it's rather clever, but it's hidden. And some of the phrases that IT folk are using is to refer to this as being a skin, an HTML skin over a hidden computer tagging language. Now, if that all sounds a little bit scary, here's a little bit of comfort. You may already have been doing this. If you are filing your abbreviated accounts online to Companies House, then you are using XBRL already. And that's been available since 2006. And it allows us, of course, to file abbreviated accounts for our small companies. Now, Companies House is actually moving to iXBRL, but at the moment, the downloadable PDFs that you fill in and then submit, as far as I can see, are standard XBRL formats. And the idea, although this is a little way off yet, is that one submission or one set of accounts under iXBRL will eventually be good for both HMRC and Companies House, although we're a little way off that. Okay, so that starts us off. That is what the heck is iXBRL. Now let's go back to the timetable. Okay, it goes something like this. From April 2011, companies are going to have to file their CT returns online. That's a package, by the way. That means the CT600, the computations, and the accounts. So they're going to have to file online for all accounting periods which end after the 31st of March 2010 and where the return is delivered after the 31st of March 2011. Now, what the heck does that mean? Let's think of a simple example. Supposing we've got Fred Limited with a year ending the 30th of June 2010. Now, of course, its CT return will be due by the 30th of June 2011. Now, that clearly falls into the new rules, and this has got to be submitted online using iXBRL. One point, if you wanted a bit more time to think about all this, for that same example, that is a year ending the 30th of June 2010, and the return due by the 30th of June 2011, if you were to bring forward your filing date, say to March 2011, then you can still file on paper. So if that suits you, then that'll give you a little bit more breathing time. It'll give you an extra year to get yourselves organised. I might just add that HMRC has now stopped sending out paper CT600 so that the writing is clearly on the wall. Okay, so who's affected by all this? Well, it strictly affects everybody, although HMRC has said that they will, as it were, slightly let off the hook unincorporated bodies such as associations and clubs and some charities. Now, they don't have to file their accounts, and I'm stressing that word, their accounts using IXBRL. They can simply pop them on as a PDF, but they will still have to file their CT600s online, and the computations attached to them must also be in IXBRL. So that's getting a little bit more of a picture as to who is affected. Now, what are you actually required to submit to HMRC? If you put in a return to HMRC, if you look carefully at the CT600, it says returns and accounts, please. And if you look at the Companies Act 2006, it's actually asking for quite a lot. It's looking for annual accounts and also reports. And we've had some stories, and indeed I've seen this myself, of submissions being rejected because the accounts did not have a director's report. So abbreviated accounts that you may have filed online and been accepted by Companies House won't be acceptable in some circumstances to HMRC. Their treatment there, as far as I can see, is a little bit uneven, so we need to be clear about that. And my firm recommendation would be to put a small director's report, just saying what the principal activity of the company is, and clearly heading it up director's report, so that they can then tick that box. Okay, so what do I need to do to get in on this show? To what extent am I going to be pressurized into doing this? Well, the short answer is that you're going to be pressurized, so you need to get started. You need to get ready for HMRC online services. Now, most of our people will be already online, so you'll probably be registered, you know, as an agent or an individual or whatever it is. And if you haven't already done it, you need to sign up for Corporation Tax Online as well. So that's something you're going to need to add if you're not already there. And I suspect that many of our members will already be there. And of course, then you're going to need the activation process and the PIN codes and all the usual sort of stuff. Incidentally, one of my clients is complaining at me this week that he still hasn't received his codes, and I'm getting angry emails from HMRC saying, you need to submit by such and such a date, otherwise you're going to be in trouble, you're going to have to start it again. So it's clearly been lost in the post. Okay, so how are we actually going to submit using IXBRL? What are the options available to us? If you already use some kind of package like IRIS, perhaps, to prepare CT600s and computations and an accounts package as well, then it's pretty likely that your supplier will already be fencing with IXBRL and will be able to offer you a package that will add on to your existing package. So the software providers are already working on that, and I suspect that those people who have signed up for Sage, Iris and so forth, PTP software, you'll be okay. You'll just need to talk to them to make sure you've got all the right bells and whistles. If perhaps, like me, you're a little bit old-fashioned and you use Excel and Word to prepare your final accounts, then you may want to consider what is being called conversion software, which will take your kind of visible Excel and Word documents and then embed the tags into the final accounts. So what you see is still the visible skin, but hidden away underneath that is the sort of the skeleton of the IXBRL tags. There's that word again, tags. Incidentally, there's a whole dictionary attached to these tags, and it's being called the taxonomy. I love that word too. Okay, so if you've got a tax package, they're likely to contact you. If you are on Excel and Word, you may be looking for a conversion package. But there is actually one other possibility, and that's using HMRC's own online offering. Now, they have a parallel self-assessment return facility, which is a little bit basic, but I use it. I know a lot of our members use it, and it kind of works. The only problem is, of course, that the readout that you get, that you print out, is pretty much unusable. It's just a great list of boxes And that's why most people have moved on to something a little bit more sophisticated. But it works, and I don't have any particular problem with it. So what we're looking for now is the CT equivalent of that. And HMRC has developed their, and I'm delighted to say, their free product, which is Adobe-based. You're going to need at least 9.2, as far as I can see, to get there. But that's readily available and shouldn't be a problem. In fact, from memory, you can even download that from the HMRC website. And what this is, you just simply need to go online to see the shape of it if you're already signed up for online CT. It's simply the classic downloadable PDF, and that covers the CT600. That's the short tax return, remember, for companies with fairly simple affairs. And there are some extra supplementary pages on there. I think one of them's for charities and another one is loans to participators and so forth. But also the HMRC product has got the accounts and computations templates as well, which means that you don't have to worry about sending your information in the right format. You simply fill the templates in and that goes away. And as I said, if you've actually been using the Companies House XBRL format for downloadable PDFs, you haven't got a problem. It will be actually fairly familiar to you. Okay, that's the returns, and if you choose to go, and certainly I will be using their basic product just to see how it goes, and I'll upgrade on an as-needed basis, that's the returns bit. But remember, also from April 2011, you're going to be required to pay corporation tax electronically if you're going online. Okay, what does that actually mean? Well, I'm delighted to say that it actually means pretty much anything that's not by post. So direct debit, internet banking, CHAPS, bank gyro, even going into the post office and making a check out, as I sometimes do to Post Office Limited, get that gone. That is regarded as paying corporation tax electronically. So I don't think there's anything particularly new there that's going to give us a problem. And just to complete this short podcast on iXBRL, what happens if we get it wrong? Well, the main tax bodies and the AAT have been talking to HMRC, and HMRC have agreed that they will implement what they call, oh, I love this one, their soft landing. I suppose that's just another version of the soft touch, isn't it? But it effectively means that if you do your best to get them in and it doesn't work, then the reasonable excuse is likely to sway the day. It's a bit of a problem, obviously. It's a very significant burden that's actually been imposed on businesses, especially the sort of larger ones where they're going to have to perhaps go to software packages and spend a lot more money on it. In those circumstances, it's very easy to go wrong. But it's just worth noting as we close off this podcast that HMRC has said that they will offer this soft touch, this so-called soft landing, and they're going to be doing that for the first 2 years after the introduction of mandatory online filing for CT. Okay, I think that pretty much covers this basic podcast on iXBRL. Hopefully that's been some use to you, and I look forward to talking to you all again soon or seeing you on some courses. Cheerio.